Hey, oh, so we are live right now? Like, actually live.
You know what? We are going fast.
I walked into live.
We're going, if that's okay with you, live on mine.
Yeah,
this is kind of like a precursor. I normally go live at 6 o'clock. I'm coming on a little bit earlier to let everybody know what we're doing. I'm going to cut to your show right at the top of the hour. You're going to go live at 6 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we'll be live on Frank's Speech. Across the board, we'll be live.
Right. Frank's Speech. So that's why I'm doing this quick little hit introduction. Joe, a lot of stuff is happening, as you know. Arizona news exploding. Now, I posted up here on petersantilli.com. I think I sent you a link to it. The numbers about the treasurer. I'm not going to catch you off guard here. From what I understand, I may be going over and joining you. Is that still the case, Apollo? If Apollo can hear me.
Say it again.
Apollo, am I going to be coming over to you guys in a little bit for a quick?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. So good. So I'll give you a better introduction over there to these numbers that were just posted up. Arizona election update. 119,000 Republicans voted for treasurer and not for the Republican governor. All right. Now, I spoke with Ammon Bundy. He, you know, is a skeptic in so many different instances. He gets, you know, once every day, somebody says, hey, you know, we need to pay attention to this. He wanted to hear the numbers. And when he heard the numbers, he was shocked. He's like, you got to be kidding me. And I went back and I took a look at the historical data. This is the first time in history in Arizona politics. We went back all the way to, I think, 2010, where typically people will vote for the governor, but they won't vote for the treasurer. You know, they just do top of the ticket.
Is the treasurer, by the way, the head of the GOP in Arizona?
I'm not sure. Is that the case?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
And actually, nobody even knows her name at all.
Her name is Yee. She got 100.
My name is Yee, and I, yeah, maybe it's because of Kanye West.
Yeah.
Gotta vote for the Yee.
That's hilarious. So this is not only, you know, major breaking news. This is catching them in the act, ladies and gentlemen. Literally catching them right in the act. It is physically impossible for Republicans to go cast their ballots, vote for the treasurer. 119,000 more people voted for the treasurer, and those same 119,000 people chose not to vote for the governor. Is that even possible, Joe?
Everything's possible. This morning we had Clay Parikh on. We were talking about this, and he goes, look, it's math and science, Joe. It's math and science. I mean, that's what we're talking about is math and science. And the probabilities are below a half of 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 a percent. And that's being generous.
Yeah.
And they want to act like we're stupid. And Pete, are we asking for something that is off the reservation by saying we want transparent elections?
No, not at all. We only have a couple of minutes here and you're going to go live. So we're going to drop off and then I'm going to jump over on your line. And I'll be standing by for you. I sent a letter to the entire.
We're just going
to
pull. Hold on. I think we're just going to pull him in, right? Are we just going to pull him in?
I have to connect with him.
Both? Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to drop off of Zoom here just for a brief moment. I just wanted to let my listeners know what's going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as I drop off with Joe, we're going to be streaming his show. I'm just basically throwing him the steering wheel to our show. You broadcast for an hour. Is that correct? Okay.
We'll start. Yeah. Go ahead.
What I did today was I sent a letter to the entire Arizona legislature. And it caused a huge stir. And I will introduce that to you when I come over to your side. But it's actually contained. If you go to petersantilli.com, ladies and gentlemen, Arizona election update. It's that first one right in the carousel. Take a look at that. We'll be talking about it. But it is right now causing a huge stir in the Arizona state legislature. They've been put on notice. You will call for a new election or you'll resign. Just walk out, just step out of the way. These numbers are absolutely ridiculous. So Joe, we're going to cut to you here momentarily. Thanks a lot for coming on. Everyone on our streams, you stay put. We're going to go to the Conservative Daily here momentarily. All right, sir. And where can they find you, by the way, if they have to go direct? I just want to make sure that people can find you. Rumble.
So we're Yeah, so we're on Rumble. I would say go to Rumble. Go to Rumble and then go to search at the top, search for channels. It's Conservative Daily. Put in Conservative Daily, and it's the one at the very top, Conservative Daily, all one word.
There you go. But if you're on our live streams right now, stay put. We're going to cut that over here momentarily. So everybody stay right there. Do not go away. I will be cutting over here momentarily. All right, sir. We'll see you over there in a minute.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Fantastic. Stay there. And there we go. Had to do it this way just to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. Now, do me a favor. Primo. Yep, there we go. Yep, stay right there. And I'm going to punch in over here. We're going to allow that. There we go. He's going live right now. Now, Nathan, get ready to put up Conservative Daily. Go ahead and stream that through, please. No, you're going to be going to conserve. There we go. It's just looping. Yep, go ahead and put it on there. I need to see when they get volume, I'm going to cut to it right away. Yep, here we go. Yep, everybody stay right there. We're actually, because of the technology that we have the ability to do that. And here we go.
Hey, Pete, can you hear us?
I can.
Don't worry.
Are we doing good? Oh, okay. I was going to say my camera
was... I don't have audio with you.
What's that?
Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Okay. Hit the go back to the previous page in the browser where you signed in and click the link that says advanced settings.
Well, advanced settings.
And thumbs up if you can hear me. And now that you are in advanced, at the bottom on the right, you'll have options to change your audio input.
Stand by. Okay. Can you hear me?
I'm getting
microphone coming up right now. How about that? Can you hear me?
I'm just not hearing Pete.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Go in under the...
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Perfect.
Gotcha.
Good. All right.
Hot dog.
There we go. And let me know when you're going to go live.
Ready?
Okay.
Yep, I am ready.
Hot dog. Is he going to give me coffee?
My fellow...
Hello,
fellow patriots. We are David and Stacey White with Flyover Conservatives. You can find us at flyoverconservatives.com or at the App Store.
Download it for free. You know, we have a saying that people were sitting waiting for Donald Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And the real answer is 80 million of us doing one thing each day to save our own country. And somebody who's doing that is BrightEon.tv. And they're doing it by bringing together some of the best talent, some of the best people, and telling you truth every single day. We're so thankful for them.
Hey guys, this is John Strand with johnstrand.com, and I want to encourage you to get the uncensored truth at brighteon.tv. God bless America.
In the game ever since, and things have... the proverbial rabbit hole. At first, they started to call me a conspiracy theorist. And then every bit of news that we covered, actually, up to most recently, today, you know, the election fraud. Since November 2020, I've been investigating this election fraud stuff. I think I've got a pretty good handle on it. But, you know, on top of that, I will also say that I was doing the same thing that I'm doing now, except by broadcast to the world the truth about what the Obama administration was doing to rancher Clive and Bundy and Western ranchers. They didn't like that, and became a political prisoner. They held me for 619 days. You know, I have a little bit of sympathy, a lot of sympathy, for our January 6th patriots, because they don't deserve what they're getting. I already went through it, but here we are. I walked out the door. I know those men and women will. The truth will be revealed, the veil will be lifted, and it's an honor to be on your show. We're actually streaming you out on our show.
You're streaming on both ends. So I think we are going to be, we're on 11 different platforms, and now we, Pete, I gotta tell you, Pete, when I first met you, I had watched some of your shows, and I'm like, that's my spirit animal. And then we were at the Truth Summit, and you were wearing, was it a Bengals jersey?
Yeah.
And I was like, go Steelers. And you were like, no.
Yeah. From Cincinnati, we're broadcasting. I'm, you know, back in my bunker surrounded by concrete wall, thankfully, here in Cincinnati. But it was great to be at your place here most recently, to support the Arizona Patriots here just a few days ago. It was great to be in Denver. It was an honor to be there. So,
well, and we're working the problem. And that, you know, one of the things that Pete and I have been talking about with others, and we brought a bunch of leaders to the same room and said, all right, look, we have to work the problem. And so starting a tour that will go into 2023, it's 1,000 cities. We want to be in 1,000 cities, and we want to send people to those cities just to have a conversation with the community about what it means to be a greater magistrate. This country is founded on of the people, for the people, by the people, and we need to honor that. And that means we're going to have to stand up and make hard decisions and tell these politicians, not statesmen, these aren't statesmen, they're politicians, who they should answer to. Because right now, it's institutional slavery. That's what we're living in right now.
It's absolutely insane. You know, in the voting process that we've been talking about, the cycle every 4 or 2 years, you know, well, if you don't like the system, just vote those people out. Now we've discovered that
that doesn't work.
I mean, they just lord over us, and they're selected. They're chosen. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. They give them a slot. You think you're voting, but it's already predetermined through electronic voting machine fraud. And that's not a conspiracy theory. We actually have forensic evidence of such.
Yeah, so we have, I want to put this up if we can. We have all of the elements of fraud in Arizona. Now, those elements of fraud extend, we talked about it this morning with Clay Parikh, into areas like Virginia, Texas, Georgia, Michigan. We know how the fraud. Study this information and say, did you know? Like this, here's the evidence. Here, read it yourself. This is not made up. It's not hyperbolic statements. This is real information. And here's the place you can go to validate it. But what we have in Arizona is we were just talking about before we moved over here. How many ballots? 120,000?
It's 120, almost 120,000 Republicans went to the polls. They cast their ballot. The way it works out, the way the numbers are being published on the Secretary of State's website, I'm getting it directly from the government website. 119,000 Republicans cast their ballot for the treasurer, right? That vote was counted for the treasurer. But those 119,000 Republicans did not vote for the governor. That's exactly what the numbers mean. And they don't lie. Now, I published this and we're going to go to the bottom when we get there, go to the bottom of it. It's 119,000. If we scroll down, I'm just going to highlight a couple of things. Not only did I look at, I figured maybe it's an anomaly. Maybe everyone's all fired up about voting for the treasurer. But I went back in time. This is the 2022 results. 119,000 total ballots cast for Republicans for treasurer, but they did not vote for the Republican governor. Now let's go down to 2018. The way most people, the vote for governor, maybe not the treasurer, the down ballot, but total ballots cast for the governor, but not the treasurer, was 23,887. So there were less votes for the treasurer. And then go down to 2014.
Yeah. So in 2014, here we go.
368,000 cast their votes for the governor, but not for the treasurer. All right. And then 2010. You see, is 2010 results is total ballots cast for the governor, but not for the treasurer, was 127,000. So we now have a circumstance where the first time in recent history, as the Republicans in Arizona cast their ballots for the governor, or for the treasurer, not the governor, by a margin of 119,000. That, Joe, I mean, can we call it? It's not an anomaly. It's an outright display. Where did they go?
Here's the other thing is that there's absolutely no conversation, zero conversations that are happening right now on either side of the aisle. The Republicans aren't talking about it. Everyone's remaining quiet. The media is not talking about it. They're just trying to play cover and say nothing to see here. Everything's fine. They didn't just go down in Republican areas. They went down in areas across the country. They said it was 20%, then it was 30%. Find out it's 49% of the precincts had trouble with the machines on election day.
If we dig into all of those things that represent disenfranchisement, I mean, you essentially have to stop the elections. Oh, hold on a second. We have caused so many people and shooed them away. There was so much confusion that you would have to redo the election. In normal circumstances, if we weren't in present day fraud, normal circumstance, they would say, stop it. We got to redo this thing. So we just messed it up. There's people that are out in the parking lot. They're waiting for 3 hours. They're going to different precincts. And you got disenfranchisement as a result of the outages. I believe that they were, I can conspiracy theorize and say there were selective outages. It was by design that those ballots went into the box. We now have a circumstance where we literally caught them outright because, Joe, you and I know, if we were to take a look at all of those treasurer ballots, would we see all of those ballots cast for the treasurer and the governor block left blank. You think, what's the probability of that happening?
It's not. And I think that's where we have to start looking there, and we have to start looking at the, here's the problem. All right, let's just call it what it is. It doesn't matter. There is no transparency in the process. The ballots went to Runbeck. They went to the ballot printing company and said, well, they can actually print them on a high speed counter. That's why we're sending them there. We're sending them to the place that can print ballots. They print ballots there. And they said, well, they have a high speed scanner, so we're going to send them there. So they sent them.
Say that again, because people, I don't want them to just gloss over that fact. Runbeck handles what?
Runbeck handles the printing of the ballots and is owned by the same PE firms that have invested in the voting systems, which, by the way, we're not allowed to have access to those names.
Yeah.
You have private individuals around the world that are investing in these private equity firms that are then buying out our election systems and the people that run the ballots. And by the way, while people are running away from printing, you have PE firms that are running towards the ones that are printing what? Ballots. You have them running towards the ones that are what? Have the machines. And I'm not talking about just Runbeck. You have Stellar Printing. You have Cathedral Printing, which is Cathedral Corporation, that have come out of nowhere buying up different companies everywhere and hiding. And if you look at, we did a thing on this. If you look at the people that are tied to those ballot printing companies, they're the same people that are tied to election managers and people in positions of power in elections in multiple states. It's a cabal. I mean, this is a cabal. And if you look, of that money goes towards Democrat, very, very, very radical candidates through ActBlue.
Yeah, there is a circular firing squad of sorts happening right now. I'm speaking to, and I'm not going to name. Are fed information, and they're thinking that, you know, a legal action will come. Well, let me share with you what they're waiting for. They're being told, oh, a legal action needs to come. Well, guess what? I spoke with somebody very influential today who said that legally they cannot take action until 5 days after the election is certified. So can you imagine that we're going to have to, they're literally pausing right now. The legislators are waiting for the certification. Once that happens, what do you think we're going to be looking like? We're going to be the certified
election. Can't do anything. Yeah, once the election's certified, which happens in a couple of weeks, the game is done. You don't have any other recourse. We went through the same thing last time where they want us to kick the can, give us hopium. We get down look, the fraud is in the machines. It is not on the outside of the machines. It is not mounted to the machines. It is not a bunch of people that are out there mewing. This had happened, yes, but that is not where the fraud occurs. The fraud occurs inside of this black box,
yes.
Dominion, ESNS, Smartmatic, Diebold, right. Up to Seidel, up to Edison,
right,
and then out to the people. It is so complicated and meant to be so complicated. And by shipping those ballots back to Runbeck in the place where they actually print the ballots, they print them there. I'm going to count the ballots there. There's no chain of custody. There's a third drawer that those ballots disappeared. You have disenfranchised voters that couldn't actually vote on voting day. The gig's up. We're done with it. We want in, and we have the demand letter, and that demand letter runs out today, does it not, Apollo?
It does. In fact, if you would like, I sent a letter on top of that to all of the legislators. My team, we built the database, the county election officials, all of them, 15 county supervisors, and all the state legislators. And if you'd like, I can just run down it real quick to let them know, if you want me to.
Yeah, please, let's do it.
Yeah. So here's how it began. The 2022 Arizona election is an absolute farce, and the people of Arizona have zero confidence in any of the results reported thus far. Since 2020, all Americans, especially Arizona voters, expected that over a two-year period, elected officials would have plenty of time to fix the electoral systems. 2 years later, it's obvious that things have gotten even worse. And based on my conversations with several senators and House members, The same people who have failed to correct what happened in 2020 are not even familiar with the term insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So the people of Arizona are disgusted. They've got zero trust in our voting system. And at the same time, they're somewhat fearful of speaking publicly about their distrust of the 2022 election results because they've been abandoned by their elected officials who purport to be advocates for election integrity. And I'm going to stop right there. And that letter is at our website here, and I've sent it out. But I also said you have until essentially the close of business today. We're not asking for a redo. The people of Arizona are not asking for a redo. Who would want to redo that mess? I would never. It's like franchising a really bad idea. You know what I mean? Like, why would you redo that mess?
You wouldn't. An election? You wouldn't.
Not
you wouldn't redo it.
No, you wouldn't redo it. Not an audit of the system. We already know how that works. The machine count's going to match up with the ballot count because Runbeck says, how many fake ballots do we need to print up? And Joe, here's what I wanted to mention to you. Last night, there was a great call where, you know, the word is going to go out. We want family members to come together. This is a great civic experience learning the First Amendment and going to the front steps of the state legislature with your family members peacefully and say, here we are. You can't delete us from the internet. We're right here. We're disgusted. We want a new election right now. And it was revealed that Runbeck, they released at a certain point, I think there's a whistleblower right now that's saying this, all English-speaking employees were removed from Runbeck.
What? I heard about this.
Yes, sir. That needs to be investigated.
And they just kept all the illegals. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so you have illegals counting the vote of Arizonians. You have people that are not Americans counting the Americans' vote, not understanding the process, all in an effort to give Katie Hobbs to steal the voice of the... Pete, I want to back up for a minute.
Yes, I want to back up a minute. Yeah.
I want to back up because I think it's important for people to understand one thing. When your voice is stolen on an election, you put people in positions of authority so they can change laws and legislate on behalf of the people, right? It's true?
Sure. Yeah. Yes, sir.
But here's the part that people don't understand. Here's the people that what people aren't paying attention to at all, is that they're also changing the fundamentals of the state constitutions in states. And they are taxing the people of each state. Because in Arizona, they had a bill that passed that raised taxes in Arizona. Okay? Raised taxes because people voted for that. People voted it. So now they're taxation without representation. They're putting people in positions to change their state constitution. And they're changing laws and they're changing things by having those representation at a federal level and at a state level, telling you, force feeding it down your throat, saying, you will take this. This is what you want. While people are like, this isn't what I want. This isn't what I want, how I want to live my life. I don't want my kids to be groomed. And you're forcing that down my throat. That's institutional. That's making we're just waking up to the idea that you're slaves. You are a slave.
I went and I took a pause on that letter, and I want to emphasize a point. I want to tell every single person right now, you have a dog in this fight in the following regard. I asserted with the state legislature that me, as an Ohio citizen, I want to inform each and every one of those people that I intend to personally sue the state of Arizona and each of them personally for failing to protect our southern border by installing a governor that has no intention of protecting our nation from human sex trafficking, drug trafficking, terrorist infiltration, and uncontrolled invasion of the United States of America. Me in Ohio, you in New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, we literally have a doorway to all of these cartel movements of drug traffickers, gun traffickers, and an invasion, and I'm going to sue them. I have a dog in this fight right now. With the way this election is going, Ohio's going to be impacted because they're going to be shagging all of these criminals and MS-13 gang members into Ohio, Pennsylvania. So we all have a dog in this fight, don't we?
We absolutely have it. Yeah, we all have it. And it starts, by the way, today. So people from all over the country, I know of caravans that are headed from different states, different groups that are heading to Arizona right now. I know of groups in Arizona that are, and they keep saying, what's the plan? Well, here's the plan. It's organic. You get there, you bring a tent, bring lots of water, you bring food, you bring provisions. We only have very few rules. So if anybody walks up in the militant tone, we had this last night, did we not, Pete? We had a meeting of groups, and a group came in and said, you know, we've been doing this for 2 months, and this is us, and we're the, right, waha, which is waha. And all the other groups were texting me, Joe, what is going, who are these people? Never even heard of them before, right? Is that not true?
I felt uncomfortable. I was like, yeah. Oh my, that's not what we were talking about just the other day. We said, we the people coming together, we want families to go.
Yeah.
And to be present. Next thing you know, people are talking about, like, you know, anything
crazy stuff, illegal,
unlawful activity.
Yeah.
I want no part of that.
And that we built a plan, and we're going to implement the plan. It starts tomorrow, and we're going to honk and run. And I'm like, oh yeah, let's do a honk and run protest for 3 hours. No. Oh, so we shut it down last night. We're like, no, hey, listen, you don't get to walk in here and bark orders at the other groups. The other groups are here to work together. And after they left, after we kicked them out, it was great. It was the conversation was good. Everyone got to contribute. This is the direction you want to go in. Okay. You want to do that? And I was like, okay, well, if they want to do that, then let's do that. That makes sense.
You know what that is?
What's that?
You know what that was? It was exactly what we were talking about. Self-policing.
Yeah.
And if you're in the crowd and you go to a large group, like in DC, you got a million people standing there, and somebody starts barking out something that's unlawful. You got to self-police and say, whoa, hold on a second. You need to go. That's not what we're about. We're here to peacefully assemble. We want a barbecue. Bring your wife, bring your children. Let's be present. Let's be known. Let's be peaceful, and do so in massive numbers like they're doing in Brazil. Right.
Well, and when we talk about the things that are happening, like the things that we're seeing, we know that the feds, and we know that they're scared. We know they're scared. We not only know they're scared, we know that they're paying people to say certain things in the media. We know that they're pushing a narrative out there because they're afraid, because the people are finally said, hey, look, and by the way, there's gangs that are going to show up that hate each other. They exist in Arizona. There's biker groups that are coming together, and they're like, listen, for right now, Joe's right. Pete's right. We're a fraternity. We're Americans. We are brothers and sisters, and we're going to stand together, and we're going to shut it down. There's now a movement, and guys, this is a movement you have to get behind. Here's the movement. You ready? Walk into your place of work, go to change your W-2, and change it to exempt. The money all just comes to you. You still have to pay it at the end of the year. If we decide to pay it. Now you get 20 million, 50 million, 100 million people that says, I'm not giving the government $1. How quickly are we going to shut it down? We shut down the city. We get our free and fair election on paper with an ID in person. We'll even relent. Give you 2 or 3 days. We'll do it. We'll give it to you. But we will do things where we can see it transparently, where we count the ballots at the precinct level. And for those of you that say, you gotta count them. You gotta count all the ballots together. There's too many of them. The largest precinct in the state of Arizona is 3,700. That's the largest. I can count 3,700 ballots in a day. Even if there's 30 different things on the ballot, I can count it in a day. I can count it. And you have a Republican, right, and Democrat, and it's transparent. And then that precinct then puts that information out there saying, here are the ballot numbers. Take a picture of it, put it onto a website. I don't need Seidel. I don't need Runbeck. I don't need Edison. I don't need them. I don't need them at all.
Right.
Instead of spending $100 million on a voting system, I'd rather take that $100 million and pay people on election day every single year to go out there and let the voice of the American people be heard. Because, by the way, it won't cost you $100 million. It'll cost you $20 million. It will save $80 million. So they can send that to Ukraine too, I guess.
You know, I have just a couple of minutes here. I have to break away. But you know who Clinton Curtis is, right?
Yeah.
Clinton Curtis, whistleblower. He's a Democrat. He said, you guys are late to the party. For 20 years, we've been complaining about election fraud. But he blew the whistle. He designed the program to rig the elections and the machines. He was the first one. He did it for the Republicans, for the Bush administration. He blew the whistle, gave testimony to Congress. He said that we can actually put the ballot.
We lost your audio, Pete.
Lost your audio. Live stream. There we go.
A minute, just counting it, call it out.
Lost your audio.
Put it on, right? Put it on the camera. But real time, hey, you can, they're counting the votes. They call it out. Hey, you see the ballot. Yep.
Yeah, just... I want to make sure there was a we're getting audio back in from you, and it's delayed, so we lost you for a second.
Are we doing okay now?
Still delayed.
Yeah, about 4 seconds.
Is that correct?
Yeah, about 4 seconds.
Okay, I apologize, but I'm going to go. Continue on, talk to our audience. I will be talking to you, Joe.
Hey, thank you. God bless you. I'll call you after this. We're going to run through stuff about FTX.
I'll call you after this. We're going to run through stuff about FTX.
Here we go.
Thanks, Pete. This is good. Thanks, Pete.
So,
you know, can I just comment real quickly on like what you guys are talking about? You know, we've been saying this all for a while. How many times? For like a year now. Make it really simple. Count the precinct level. There's groups all over the country talking.